Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Roses really smell like
boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Ah.
God, that album was so great.
So I forget. I just recently was watching an interview with what's the hot guy from MSNBC? Ari, that you think is so hot. He is cute.
Ari.
Melcher?
Melcher.
Melber?
Melber, yeah.
But you know how he does that? Have you ever watched that
Maverick
series?
He does quotes from like rappers and stuff.
But no, but yeah, he's in the
Maverick.
He does this Maverick series. It's like interviewing people that he feel like are Mavericks in their field. So he did an interview. I forget that Andre is Erykah Badu's baby daddy.
Oh yeah.
I forgot all about that. Their son is like looks just like him.
He's a Ari Melber's a super big hip hop fan.
Oh no, he was like he and that is a fantastic interview, by the way. It's like an hour long, but with
of Andre 3000?
No, him and Erykah Badu.
Oh.
It is fucking I fucking love her. But anyway, it's a great
Is
interview.
It recent or
I don't know. My hairstylist was telling me about it. And then we were just, because they were playing Baduism in his shop. And we started talking about Eric, just because I knew about it, because my old roommate, Karen, because we're from in Dallas. She was such a thing.
She was.
She still is. Anyway.
This is Family Chantel. And we got roses really smell like boo-boo-boo.
It's funny because here I talk about Erykah Badu, a woman who has such a empathetic, beautiful, and soulful and connected view of the world. And then we have this family.
Then we have Karen.
Who said, we're good people because we work.
Yeah, because we are Americans.
Because we're Americans. And we
are here on the island of the Dominican Republic. We always have to mention it's an island.
I really feel like it's going to be like in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
I can smell the coconuts.
The island of Naboo-Boo. And there's just going to be cartoon figures trying to beat up that guy from Mary Poppins.
It's just these ding-dongs.
Do you think he's dead? I loved that actor.
Who?
The guy in Mary Poppins, who was also in...
I think a lot of them are dead.
He is, yeah. Well, Angela's dead, so you know he is, because women live longer.
I did like it when Lydia said, you're a bad example of an American family. I went, they are.
They are. This is a Family Chantel, season 1, episode 6, The Fight to Get Along. Fight to Get Along.
Jesus.
This is airing this week, right?
Next week.
So Cleveland, we're sorry for what you saw.
In Toronto, it was fun, but you saw my dick.
And we can't go to Canada anymore. So Vancouver is going to be rough getting there. We're gonna
actually
see.
I think Detroit got it worse.
Detroit got the worst. They really, woo!
Yikes!
Yeah. Well, you actually made that sissy's husband orgasm in his seat without touching him. We were appalled.
And I think you saw my whole ass in Detroit.
Yeah.
The front just had the piece from
people
cars.
Could see the butt plug in it. Because it was blinking. Poodle's got one of those lighted ones.
Poor Mater. He never knew what he was getting on to.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
We had fun. We're recording this early, so I'm sure the live shows were a blast.
I'm sure. And we were roommates in Cleveland. So
yes.
We need to move on. Okay, y'all. Pedro and Chantel, I personally would have liked more footage of the baseball players. Fail.
We are at the baseball game.
I thought we were going to be a professional game.
Why does she have to be so awful? I don't understand why he's saying, let me show you. I don't know. Be in the moment. Be a tourist. Stop being a horrible nag.
Yeah.
But he said, these are professionals. It's like, this is where professionals are found.
We found out this is where he played.
Yeah. And to me, that was such a special thing.
And she seemed to like that later. Yeah. Now, she didn't know it at this time. Now, she did say, did you tell your family? Are they going to behave? Because usually you do what they want. There's always, she asked him a question, and then there's always a dig. I'm asking you the question because you failed at this a million times. Just want to let you know.
Right. It's
exhausting.
It is a terrible communication style.
It's terrible.
And it winds up making you feel shamed and small.
Yes.
And it's no wonder
there's no empathy in it.
You look to other people to validate
yes.
you. Which is, there's no wonder why some people feel this way. They look outside the marriage.
And she is worse than he is about it.
Yep, definitely.
And that's saying something. Because they are both terrible at validating the other person.
Yep.
Because we do find, y'all, what happens in this episode, Pedro brings up the beginning. I went to the counseling. And we're like, oh, he's bringing up, no, y'all. Then we find out he did all of that stuff because he keeps bringing it up this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I did all this stuff. Not because I loved you, but just as...
You know why? Sorry, go ahead.
No, but just as... What's the word I'm looking for? As...
Collateral.
Collateral. Thank you.
Yeah. I think this is how he realized this is how you have to work with her.
They are very transactional family.
She only sees things as transactionally. Yeah. What you do for me is what I do for you. It doesn't matter if we love each other. It doesn't matter. So I think...
Yike.
That's the only thing that she understands. Later on, she even doesn't even see that.
No, she goes crazy.
So Lydia and Nicole arrive. It's quite chilly.
They slither in a van.
Yes.
But there are hugs. They do.
Well, it's icy.
They kind of hug. And she says something probably Mother Poodle has said. Lydia says, I will endure my daughter-in-law for my son.
What a lot of mothers have said.
We can say that because we're on the paid show.
Yeah. And that's when Pedro says, I played here before. And then at one point, this is the thing. He looks at Chantel and goes, can you talk?
Because they're both just kind of sitting.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Chantel's family... They feel like, you know, that just them showing up and gracing you with their presence is enough.
They're an extremely entitled family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not about, no, we're putting no skin in this game. Yep.
And so are Pedro's family.
Yeah.
But especially, this is the thing, when you think about, basically what's happened before this is, what Chantel will be talking about is that Nicole has been talking shit about her for a long time. And I'm not sure what, and Lydia said some shit last time, but when you remember what Chantel kind of silenced that by not even going to see them before they left last time, she didn't even leave. So in a way, she struck the last blow, and Chantel's kind of like, okay, well, I didn't want to be disrespected again, but she, in a weird way, she already created disrespect.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't see anything
and
outside of her.
You know what would have... Don't get us wrong, y'all. Pedro, Nicole, and Lydia are monsters.
Oh, they're snakes. They're villains. They're cartoon villains.
But for them to get any other way, and neither side will really do this. I think Chantel would have gotten a little farther if she just actually apologized.
But at the same time, I think Lydia and Nicole understand and they respect... That kind of thing. Yeah, they would talk about her behind her back, but this is different. That what you do not do is ignore them.
No, yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting. So she's like, And so do you notice that Chantel is asking Pedro to talk to them about the grandmother, even though she speaks Spanish?
And she's saying that she doesn't speak Spanish that well.
That's a lie.
We feel like, yeah, we feel like she does.
Well, I think she's purpose. Intimidated because Nicole speaks very fast.
She does. And Nicole, I think, speaks fast on purpose.
I agree. However, Lydia does not. Lydia wants it to be very clear what she's saying. Lydia's Spanish is so slow and deliberate.
Yes, yes.
It really is, like a telenovela villain.
The way her eyes are, it looks like she's a little high all the time. Yes. She's not. Well, maybe she is. I don't know. But
God, y'all, when they found Lydia Jimeno, it was just
when you said
perfect.
Jimeno reminds me of Jimeno.
Oh, that's Pedro's surname. Pedro Jimeno.
Jimeno. Yeah. Oh, remember
Jimeno.
Jimeno.
Mike, you going to give some more money to Jimeno?
Oh, boy.
Those old men.
Oh, man.
And that house that smelled.
Oh.
So they're asking about the grandmother, and Nicole brings up, the last time you went, you wouldn't even get out of the car. This is interesting. Neither Chantel nor the family later on even acknowledge that happened, and they don't say sorry for it.
Again, for all of it, I think if they just acknowledge, Nicole was right when she says, we have to resolve what happened in the past to move on. Now, that's true. They're just wanting them to do it because they want them to grovel to them.
Right. No, it's true.
But there's no, it is ridiculous that this family feels like we just bury it, move on.
But not to address it is what the eels can't handle.
Yeah.
They need to get it out and yell about it.
Yeah.
It's a huge cultural difference here. And Pedro does bring up his one transaction. I went to therapy for 5 hours and let Karen and Thomas talk at me about how they felt.
Yes.
I have a feeling that was a very long time.
Oh. Just like, would you like a mint, by the way?
It would have, no. And he went with Thomas and Eber to the dude ranch. And I think, unfortunately, I think he's equating something like this with River. And yeah, Karen's crazy, but I think Chantel spending any time with Nicole and Lydia by herself would never happen. Because I can't imagine Chantel not engaging with them in a nasty way.
Well, I was going to say, Sean, I got to say.
And they would bait her. And they would make her be horrible.
Because they know that Chantel can't keep it in.
Exactly.
And what happens is Chantel shows her ass. And she tries to say that Pedro misinterpreted what they were saying in this fight.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he did. She literally clapped her hands at them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about later on. But still.
So later on, Chantel says, do you want to see my family? And Lydia says, sure, to see that they are different than before and they have better attitudes.
Yes.
And then she just goes, Chantel goes, this is a fun game. Yay.
Yeah, look at that. Why can't she just say,
yeah,
I was really, that was not cool when my family didn't see your grandmother, and that which disappointed me. And I
wouldn't even get out of the car after the grandmother had made food.
And she, and then they, the thing is that the reason why she won't apologize for it, y'all, it's because they still stand by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how entitled they are.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Because they're snobs.
Big time.
Yeah. So, anyway, later on, the ding-dongs are in the DR, y'all. We're here. Winter needs some time away from Ja. And she needs some time away from the negativity. So we're going to bring her down here for some new negativity.
Yeah, and me and Mrs., we're going to have some connections. We're gonna have some connection. We're gonna
We're going to try on sunglasses
and get Kindle.
Yes, we Kindle.
Bedroom, not a tablet, a Kindle. The following scene that happens with River and Winter trying to talk about Jaw was one of the most painful things I've ever seen.
River doesn't give a shit about her relationship with Jaw. This felt so, producer, hey, can we have this conversation?
This was, and because he can't carry anything.
Maybe he gets better in 5 seasons, but he's pretty bad.
And then
he literally just says, I bet the producer,
you want to talk about Jaw? Tell me about Jaw. He just had a baby. He had a whole other kid. You didn't know about it. Let's talk about it.
The producer said, hey, think of your own way of looking at Winter and saying, hey, let's talk about this Jaw thing. How would you say that? And he just went, hey, let's talk about this Jaw thing. Like he just repeated, like there was no creativity.
I can't imagine why this would be a character that anyone thinks they can connect with.
No.
There's nothing in him that is, I don't know, he's a joke to me.
Yeah, he's just, I feel like he's just wallpaper with a mouth.
Yes, yeah. Well, he's a rapper, don't forget that.
Oh, I forget.
Anyway, Chantel shows up. And even though the family's trying to talk a little bit about this Jaw subplot keeps coming up, but I still don't care.
I care a little bit when it happens in the moment. I don't love the talking about it, but like when they went to the house and seeing her and Jaw's
reaction.
That
was different, but talking about why Winter doesn't want to talk about Jaw.
I think there's several seasons, though, of Jaw.
Maybe.
But I think that
we also did hear some people said that why they were drinking Manischewitz and eating macaroons is that their Jaw's family is from Nazarene, which identifies as Nazarene religion, which is a lot of like times thinking black Israelites.
Oh,
so there might be keeping a kosher issue there. Well, that's interesting. So it was Manischewitz.
Just makes it grosser that Karen and Chantel interrupted that.
Probably they might have been doing Shabbat or something like that.
She doesn't care. Karen doesn't care.
So
I bet she doesn't even, if that's true, didn't even know that he's of that religion or
might not.
Because she wouldn't, y'all, she would not be happy if her kids or grandkids weren't loving Jesus in the way she does.
I don't think the Nazarenes, I need to find, I don't know a ton about it, just to preface that. I don't know if they believe, I think they do believe in Jesus, but it's the culture keeps kosher, I believe, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not something I know a lot about. Anyway, Chantel is telling them about the baseball game and how they were fake nice to them. And Claire's like, oh my dang.
You're like, they were fake nice. I was fake nice. I hugged them. You let them touch you.
It's just like... And that's when she says, well, roses really smell like boo-boo-boo. And that was the song quote.
If you watch the watch-along, we died because in the episode before, Jake said, I think she's trying to put in a song lyric
every episode.
And when she said that,
I screamed. I'm like, yes, that's the plan.
So who knows what's coming next episode? I need to see this trend.
You know, because like I always say, we've got to pray, we got to pray to make it today.
To make it today.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's there. Nicole does say we should say at the baseball game. She brings up to Chantel like, last time you didn't want to come see my grandmother. I don't want that energy. Because Chantel says, my family's going to come see your grandmother.
Yeah.
And she says, I don't want that energy around her when she's sick. So it's already in the conversation. But they're in the lobby. They're talking about this Jaw thing again. I think the reason why they're talking, because I think he's like, fuck y'all, I don't want to be a part of this. And producers probably had to take a lot of coaxing to get him back.
Probably.
And money.
Yeah.
And because they were like, fuck, if we don't have this storyline, we don't have anything else except for going boot shopping with Karen, and we can't do that again. Yeah. So nothing happens. Winter's like, you haven't texted him back. We haven't really talked. Nothing happened. That's all you need to know.
So now they're getting, Karen and Thomas are getting ready, and we talked about it on the watch along. I'm still confused about what she's wearing and the layers. It was like a top and then one asymmetric and then like a swimsuit cover up.
I need to know where she gets her clothes.
Yeah. And then she's like, I will wear these white sunglasses because it matches my white pants. And we are meeting in a courtyard.
It looks a lot of like the clothes. I can't remember the name of the store. I always want to go in and buy you stuff for your loungewear.
Yeah.
There's this store at the DFW airport.
Oh, God.
And it is just old lady, glittery,
and it
shawl-y.
Is very cowboy hat, heavy.
It's very Western, but not a full Western vibe. It feels like an urban Western or like a lot of like outfits, but then there's like a see-through kind of organza top with glitter
she
on
is
it.
Very urban cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. For women.
I wanna know where she shops, y'all.
Yeah.
Because ironically, that's the kind of clothes Poodle likes to
wear. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's flowy.
Yeah, love them.
What do you think about these sunglasses we're trying
on? The white and yellow sunglasses. Meanwhile, Nicole...
By the way, they're praying that God's got his hands on their enemies.
Oh.
So don't worry.
This is such an interesting tack. This idea of they're praying...
Sorry, it cuts between them and
God,
then Lydia and Nicole.
God will keep his hands on our enemies, those that we know and those that we do know not.
And those that we do know not.
Because y'all, it's this idea that you see in some Christianity, especially evangelical Christianity, that everyone's out there to take what we have.
It's them versus us.
Yeah.
And it's so, to me, the most anti-Christian value.
Yeah.
It's like, miss the point.
Yeah. And but
it is great seeing them cut to them, and then we cut to Lydia and Nicole, and it's a very different situation.
And Lydia's like, I am going in the name of peace.
The sanctimony of this woman.
Yes. They could not have written a better character.
Oh, they couldn't have. And Nicole's like, I'm wondering, she said, they're so crazy. I thought last time they were going to sit, they prayed, and then all this shit happened. I thought they were in a satanic cult. And you know,
put a pin in that because we're going to talk about Satan later.
Satan? You also know that she said that, though, because she knows they will watch this episode and get very offended by it.
Yes.
That's the thing that Family Chantel doesn't realize. They're just kind of being themselves. They don't realize. The family Pedro is trolling them in real life and on the show
and
for
later.
And
they're acting for the camera. Yeah. It's a different type of performance, but a performance nonetheless.
It is.
So Lydia says, if something happens, I will snatch her wig and wipe the floor with it. Her entire wig.
Her entire wig.
Her entire wig.
This is respect.
Not like what she did with my daughter's weave.
Just part of her weave.
Her entire wig. Anyway, later on in the courtyard, it's the showdown at the OK Corral. And we walk in. Everyone goes to their respective benches.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Karen starts it out well by saying, it's good to see you.
You look
pretty.
Nicole.
Muy, muy buquino.
Did she say, I'm sorry your mother's sick?
Yes, something like that.
Yes.
Your madre is no bueno. Every time the woman speaks any Spanish, it just feels like she's almost creating a language that is a mockery of it.
Because she thinks Spanish speaking people are stupid.
Yeah. And she kind of, in a way, every time she says it is a way to make fun of that Spanish sounds weird.
Anyone that she talks to, whether it's a... someone she meets, someone that works for her, whatever, any type of person.
Who might speak Spanish, she does that.
She talks to them like this.
Yeah.
It's really.
She's just a fool. She's just acting like an idiot.
An idiot, yeah.
Anyway, so, but what's interesting here is Karen starts by saying, or sorry, Lydia says, "Why didn't you see my mother last time?" Karen does
because
not.
Because Karen says, "We're here because we love you all."
Yeah, even before that, though.
Oh.
Even before that, Lydia says, "Why didn't you see my mother last time?" And Karen says, "We're here now. No apology."
That is terrible. That's to me the end of conversation.
I know. I don't know why. I don't know why they won't. No one will acknowledge that.
You can't justify that unless you're a terrible person.
Yeah. Or you're such a snob, or you said, as Rivers said, there are wild dogs out here. Looks like people with machetes and gangs. That's what he said.
Sure.
And so, moving on, Karen's like,
America's oh so safe.
Exactly. We love you and your family. And Nicole says, so if you love me, why did you hit me? Good question. Anyway, and that's Chantel says, well, you know what? If someone jumps on you, I'd hope you ripped someone's wig out. Pedro then says.
Now, the way she said it too, though, was with venom.
Yeah.
Already, before them, Chantel's already, and she kind of, I don't think she clapped at them. She does later.
Yeah.
But she kind of snapped her hand.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know when. That is a thing when people start talking with their hands.
Yep. And Chantel gets upset later on when someone puts their finger up in her face.
But she does it. Claps at them. She's more, quote, disrespectful first.
Yeah. So what Pedro, I wrote down. Okay. Did you write down what Pedro says?
I did.
Okay.
She said someone should take your wig off too.
And
it's not a correct translation.
Right.
It does sound like someone should do that to you as well. And that's what, and because mom responds and says, I don't have a wig. And that's where Chantel.
She freaks out and say, you're twisting my words. It's almost like, I believe Pedro did that unintentionally.
I was going to say, she said, it's really hurting me. I went, or Pedro is in the middle of this and y'all should have got a translator, a non-partial translator. And he's stuck in the middle and is trying to do his best.
Yeah.
I really think in this moment he is.
Yeah. So later on, then that's when Chantel says, I don't want to talk about the past, which to me, that's what's the whole reason we're here
and
for?
And Lydia yells back and says, we are talking about the past.
Yeah. Because we've never addressed that in Lydia's words, you talking to Karen, you attacked my children in your own home.
Yes.
And
Lydia, because Lydia says, we are talking about that, and she points at her, and Chantel says, don't point at me. But when Chantel, I believe this is when Chantel said the line before of, we're not talking about the past, she kind of took her hands and was like, we're not talking.
Yeah.
Clapping in someone's face aggressively is just as bad as pointing.
That's when kind of Lydia gets up, so Karen gets up, and Tom's like, Karen, sit down.
And Karen said, well, I see. I don't know what's being said, but she's standing up and I'm standing up too.
And later on, then Karen gets in the middle and she's like, okay. Nicole, I apologize for your wig. So she apologized for taking the wig out, not anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when Lydia says, you're a bad example of American family.
They are.
That's y'all, what Chantel and Karen hear and they're in the moment is like, how dare they say that? All the women in our family work by basically saying that Nicole and Lydia are, quote, lazy.
Yes.
Because they, quote, don't work.
That's yes.
And Pedro gives them money.
They're strong, independent women because they work.
And we work. And it's just, ugh. And Lydia says, that's when she said, you invite my children. And later.
They stand up again. And Lydia says, I don't know what they're saying, but I'm standing up. And so she stands up. So
this is such a circus, by the way.
And then Karen says, they want us to fight. I think it's time to go. And that's when Chantel gets real nasty.
Yeah.
Real nasty.
And that's when they're leaving. Adios. Adios.
And Poodle, what is the reason why Karen and Thomas left?
This is all very confusing. And I happen to know the author of confusion is the devil. So I chose not to have my family in the midst of the spirit of Satan. There's nothing like referring to Satan.
Satan?
To justify you leaving a conversation. Later on, Pedro is furious.
Actually, Stefan Zweig wrote a book called Confusion. Elizabeth Jane Howard, Confusion. There's a lot more. Neal Stephenson. A lot more books about confusion than you think. Yeah, yes. Not just.
Satan is referred to as the author of lies.
Oh, there's even a book called Confusion by Any Other Name, Essays Exploring the Negative Impact of the Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. That looks terrible.
Can you imagine what that book has in it?
Wow. Wow. Devil ain't got nothing on that.
The foreword is by the man who wrote Women Are From Mars, Men Are From Venus.
Yes.
Or the opposite. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So
it's all the same bullshit.
So Chantel basically says, oh, well, all dogs go to heaven and Lydia and Nicole are complete bitches. And then they say, this is all a setup.
Oh,
y'all,
yeah.
When you hear phrases like that, that's paranoia. And that's this family. They live for paranoia. They love this idea of everyone's against us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, yeah.
Well, because that's where they're grounded. And that's,
yeah.
That's a big part of religion is everyone's against you. And the only way you're going to feel safe
is
God.
So later on, y'all, Lydia and Nicole, Lydia's talking about, she's like, Chantel has her claws out like a cat.
That ball game was a comedy. They were faking it. The way they describe things is just.
I know, I love it.
And she said, like a cat. And then they both look at Pedro and go, that was. Christina, you left that out of the edit and I enjoyed
Loved it.
It. Thank you.
Later back at the hotel, this is when it really got bad for me. Pedro and Chantel back at the hotel.
Pissed.
Pedro is furious because, in Pedro's view, he, quote, as he said, went through 5 hours of therapy, went on a weekend trying to make peace with her family. He went by himself and put the effort in and listened to those morons talk. And Chantel will not, from Pedro's perspective, and it is a simplistic perspective because he forgets that his sister and mother are snakes and not humans.
Yes.
So they're always going to invent ways to trip up Chantel, but Chantel could have a better poker face and but she can't.
Or at least make, even if it's not a genuine, make an effort.
Be a better actress.
But make an effort that makes your husband feel like you're trying.
Thank you.
Because you're never going to win with them.
Because that's what Pedro did.
Because if you're looking at this Pedro's view, he's right. Chantel has done nothing to try to compromise.
So later, and he walks in and goes, what the fuck? And he says, you disrespected me again, and I didn't disrespect your father when they were doing all that. And you disrespected
You didn't translate right. You didn't do it right.
And he goes, you have a mouth.
He said, you know Spanish.
Right.
You know Spanish. They don't know. I mean, again, I think he's right in this moment. And Chantel does what she... This is what the family Chantel... It's what they all do. When they're called on something and they don't have a good excuse besides the fact of, well, we did it because we want to and we feel that we are owed that.
Right.
They don't want to say that because there's part of them knows that will make us look terrible.
Yeah.
So they leave the conversation. That's what she did.
What Pedro has done that Chantel, I don't think, will ever be able to do is listen to her in-laws' family without talking back.
Yeah, never.
And that is the difference here.
Which she's not listening, full stop.
Yeah, because period. Y'all, even if Pedro is listening just to play listen, and but at least it pacifies. And this is so interesting because seeing this gives you a lot more background in why this was never going to work. And Chantel says, so it's okay for your mother and sister to say
she starts yelling at
shit about me and yeah. I won't say anything to them.
So that's what this is about. It's not Chantel trying to make peace. It's about she wants to have her say to this family and she right. wants them to eat what she's saying.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
She wants to look at them in the face and say, I'm right. You're trash. Which is kind of what they want to.
Yeah. They do. It's just, it's
that's
all
why we're going to get five seasons.
It's all in the way it's done, though. It's all in good faith.
I got
to
say.
Pedro has tried to do a good faith gesture, at least, by listening to them. She has yet to do that.
For a family from Atlanta, they are not acting Southern.
No. No.
Not at all.
No. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
But Mother you know Poodle. I
will say this.
She could take Lydia out.
Southern people are hospitable to their tribe. Sometimes they are not hospitable to people who are not in their tribe. And that's real.
That's real. And I didn't mean hospitable. I just meant fake. Southern people can be fake.
So they're not being good fake Southerners.
Like, think how fake your mother would have been to their face.
Oh, my God. My mother, they would have loved my mother.
And then she would have eviscerated them behind doors.
My mother would be, by the end, laughing with Lydia.
And then afterwards, my mother would go,
What a bitch.
Yes.
Because that's how you get along with your in-laws' family. Good God, y'all. You all know this. You just, yes, it takes a lot of energy. Yes, you have to be fake. But yeah. These are people you did not choose.
Every culture has this. Minnesota nice. Southern fake, whatever. West Coast, I don't know. People on the West Coast aren't really like that.
Go along to get along. You
oh,
don't.
I like that.
I didn't make it up.
I liked it.
Especially if you don't see your in-laws that much. Good God. It's just like, I don't know. I don't think they were ever, because their style of communication, neither one of them works with the other. But Jesus Christ, I just feel like just be a little fake.
That's it.
I don't see a problem.
I don't see a problem with that.
Anyway, that's the show.
That's the show. All right, everybody, go to realitygazepodcast.com. You know what to do. And even though we just wrapped up some tour dates, we still got more tour dates to come. So be sure to go to
Nashville is next.
Ooh, we'll get to see Allie from AK. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Be sure to go to our Linktree or our Linktree link, whatever you want to call it.
It's just our Linktree.
It's just our Linktree. All right, everybody. We will see you next week. And remember, this is Reality Gaze reminding you what, Poodle?
Don't be stupid Americans.